This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
My name is Florian DeCastro. This is the KPPF Community Power Break. I'm here today with Tito Ceballos, the General Manager for Pikes Peak Indian Motorcycle. How are you doing today, Tito?
Doing great.
Thank you for being here for our Community Power Break. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how did you get started to be as a General Manager?
So I've been there since the start. My parents and I that opened Pikes Peak Indian back in 2019. I mean, we've been running it ever since.
How did you guys, you and your parents, get started in it? You know, what made you want to?
So we've always had a passion for motorcycles. I've been in the motorcycle industry for 10 years. You know, I wanted to get some experience in before we decided to open one up eventually, and it was the time. So we got together and decided to go for it.
So I take it you're a very avid rider then.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, with a business, I can't ride as much as I want, but yeah, my parents ride 15 to 20,000 miles a year. And I'm a little behind them, but I do as much as I can.
So you've been riding since you got your license?
Yeah. I've been riding since I was out of high school, actually. I didn't start any younger than that, but found an interest in it afterwards.
Now, if people are living under a rock and don't know anything about Pikes Peak Indian Motorcycle, can you tell us a bit about your business?
So, I mean, Indian Motorcycles is what we sell. It's what we live and breathe. We are the only standalone Indian dealership in Colorado and the only dealership in Colorado Springs for Indian. Makes it a little special because we concentrate solely on that. We are professionals in Indian motorcycles. You know, any details you want, we know all about it.
And is Indian how are they manufactured or where are they manufactured?
So Indian motorcycles that are manufactured in the U.S. Polaris owns Indian. The bikes are manufactured in Spirit Lake, Iowa. And yeah, they're just about the most American-made bike out there right now.
Oh, nice. Great. July 4th is coming up, right? Independence Day is coming up. Are you guys doing anything special for, this week?
So this week, we have Curtis Sawyer coming down from Indian Rider Radio to come hang out with us at our shop. But our big event's actually going to be the following weekend. We're going to have a big trade-in or cash-out event. We are looking for new inventory, whether it be used or new. I mean, we'd love to get you on a new bike as well. So July 10th is when we're going to have some fun.
That sounds great. And then for the July 10th, can you tell us a little bit more details, where is that, when?
So it's going to be at Pikes Peak Indian Motorcycle, 6650 Corporate Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're promoting getting some new inventory in, but we're also giving away a Yeti cooler as well as some exclusive Pikes Peak Indian chairs and a couple custom mugs.
That sounds great. It sounds like a good time. Well, thank you very much for taking part of our Community Power Break interview. This is KPPF Radio, and my name is Florian DeCastro.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.